Hello, I'm Sydney Craig with Pilates Tonic, and today I'm super excited to be talking with Mallory, who is a Pilates Tonic online member. And Mallory lives in Hilo, Hawaii, and super excited to connect with her and get to share a little bit about her experience with the membership. So, Mallory, thanks so much for
Sure.
being here.
Thanks, Sydney.
So tell me, so you're in Hilo, Hawaii. Tell
Correct.
me about, tell me about where you live, and then how does that relate to what made you decide to sign up for the membership or to give it a try?
Sure. So I'm in Hilo. It's on the Big Island of Hawaii on the east side. And it's why it's beautiful. I have a very active outdoor lifestyle. I like to surf and walk and jog, and but we're limited. It's considered like rural healthcare, rural everything. We don't have everything that the mainland has. And I was, trying to get active again after having kids and some health issues, and tried multiple different things, but there's not a lot of options here on the island. There was a Pilates studio, but it was like closed for a month. And I was like, well, I want to try something. And that's how I found the, or how I decided to sign up for the online Pilates Tonic online.
Okay. So were there like any like specific like pain in your body or issues in your body that were making you start to think about trying something like Pilates or to try something different?
Yeah, so over the past I guess 6 years, I had my first son. He's six, and with after the pregnancy, I ended up having a C-section and had developed diastasis recti, so like that abdominal separation. And it was pretty mild. It wasn't debilitating, but it took me a while to get fit after pregnancy. I had gained a lot of weight, and I, like I said, I'm very active. And so that's just always been, I've been playing sports my whole life. And so after Beau, it took some time, but then when I got pregnant again, all of that diastasis got significantly worse. And so in my pregnancy, I pretty much like my core disappeared. It just got totally disconnected. I couldn't like carry the beach bag to go to the beach. And I gained even more weight with that pregnancy and another C-section. And so, by the end of that, I was just, my body was not where I wanted it to be, strength-wise and functionality. And I did know to like give myself time to heal, and which I didn't do the first time. So
Okay.
I was like, I have my whole life ahead of me to get my body back. And that to me, like I do want to feel good in my body, but I want to be able to do the activities that I enjoy and have that strength to chase around two young boys.
Oh, wow. Yes.
And it's like very outdoorsy here, so we're always outside, we're always doing something active. And so I've tried multiple programs. So again, like limited resources here. I've tried like an online pelvic floor PT. I did like an online program, diastasis recti, like intensive.
Okay.
And I'm like going, I forgot the original question.
Oh no, this is fantastic. Yeah, I was just asking like
Oh, the
what you
pain.
were experiencing that led to, but one of my other questions was going to be what else had you tried and specifically if you had tried any other like online stuff.
So and so it's been essentially, it's been a journey. So I've learned a lot each of these steps along the way. learning core engagement, learning, like the safe and unsafe movements for diastases. And there's a lot of like fear around that. You know, when you get online, we're like bombarded with like, it could be anybody who's like a fitness influencer, and it's like a lot of fear-based stuff. And so, you know, that kind of played into my mind. And I really wanted like hands-on. I wanted somebody to like look at me, put their hands on me, yes, like and be specific to me. And so I did find a pelvic floor physical therapist in Hilo, and she was amazing. And we were able to resolve some of the issues. And again, like learn every step of this was, I was learning more about my body and becoming more aware. And I was like, you know, we fixed some of my pelvic floor issues. But I still had this, I was having like low back pain.
Yes.
And just, I guess, vanity's sake, like my stomach wasn't, before kids, I had like a nice, like six pack, you know, and now like my stomach still wasn't where I wanted it. And that's, you know, you look at the diastases and that's part of it. Like the mom pooch or whatever you want to say. And so I'm like calling the physical therapist and like limited resources. So she's like dealing with more acute things. And I'm like, well, you know, I want to fine tune my body. And she's like, Mallory, you need to move on. I was like in this rehab state of mind.
Got you. Okay.
And so she gave me the contact of a woman. She's a trained nurse midwife and has done some special training, you know, related to postpartum. And she is into like weightlifting and strength training. And so I worked with her for maybe like 4 months. So I was like trying to get into strength training. And through that, that's when I realized, and I was having low back pain.
Okay.
And so then I got the name of an acupuncturist. And so I went to this woman and she was amazing. She was like a healer and tuned into me. And so she was the first person to, she lined me up like against this grid and looked at my alignment and was like, you have an anterior pelvic tilt. And so that was more knowledge for me.
More information. Yes.
More information. And so with that, what I was noticing was like, I went to like engage my glutes and I literally couldn't do it.
Okay.
And I'm like asking my husband, I'm like, engage your glutes. Like, what does that feel like to you? 'Cause when I did it, it really just felt like I was like squeezing my butthole.
Yes. I'm very familiar with that.
And I was like, does it kind of tickle when you engage your glutes? And he's like, what are you talking about? So I kind of was like, wait a second. Like I literally I'm not using my butt at all. And then in doing the strength training, you know, one of my goals was like to engage or like grow my butt, you know, like I'm like, okay, let's get fit. And that was one of my targets. And so she's like, okay, you know, we're doing squats, we're doing these deadlifts, and all of that was new to me. And she's like, you should really feel this in your butt. And I was feeling it in my quads, like every time it was like my quads. And I was like, I need to turn off my quads and get into my butt. And I couldn't do it. Like, I didn't. And she would help me with alignment and she's looking at me. And we were also focusing a lot on my core. And there's a lot of breath work that goes with that. And, you know, to like keep your core tight and secure in these movements. And so it all looked good to her, but I was using essentially the wrong muscles. And so I'm like, and my back pain was just, it was low back pain, and it wasn't debilitating, but it was like fatigue. It was like, I'm just using my back. And so I was going to acupuncture and she was helping me and I'm learning, all of this is learning, learning, learning. And so I Google how to engage your glutes and all this stuff. And I'm watching, okay, whatever, nothing's happening. And then I see these glutes are made for walking from your blog.
From the blog. Okay. Awesome.
On the website. And that video was like, wait, this is something that it clicked, you know, like I've heard. So I did online programs, in-person things, and like everybody's saying the same thing. And I'm seeking like legitimate sources. Like I follow the influencers, but I'm not following their programs. I'm going to physical therapists and I'm going to people that are trained.
Yes. And
so I trust the sources, and I have Katie Bowman's book, and you referenced Katie Bowman.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm. Yes.
So I know that it's like within like a school of thought that I trust, and everybody's saying the same thing, but until I watched your video, none of it was like sinking in to my brain.
Okay.
And so I had to step back from the weight training because I'm like, all I'm doing is exacerbating this. I'm making my quads even stronger. And I need to relearn how to use different muscles in my body. And so I just was watching, I watched that glute video repeatedly and other videos on the blog. And even like with walking, I like, it taught me how to walk differently.
No problem.
So yeah, I guess it was low back pain. It was a lot of multifaceted issues that brought me to Pilates Tonic.
Well, and I'm so glad. Well, I'm glad you found me. I was going to say, I'm so glad you found the, these glutes were made for walking on the blog.
And oh, me too.
And what, so you decided to join the membership. What, so what is it, how are you feeling now? How has the membership been, how has it helped?
Well, it's, like I said, I watched that same video on your blog repeatedly. And then I was watching, there's a ton of free resources on the website, which was amazing. So I watched several of these and then I just, it's a lot, it's a mental load to be like, okay, I'm going to go, I have an hour, I'm going to go downstairs and work out. And so then I'm like piecemealing these videos, you know, like a 10 minute video, I scroll through another 10 minute and then my hour is done. And like a lot of that is just spent like, what am I going to do? Or like reading the video, finding the video. So
and
I just wanted
still on the blog. Was that when
I was like, still on the blog?
Okay. Before joining.
So then I was like, this, I want something a little bit more structured that I can just like kind of takes the thinking and the time out of my workout time. You know, if I only have an hour, I don't want to be wasting it like fooling around on piecemealing something together.
So just kind of get to it.
And so I saw on the website something about the membership and then I emailed you and you got right back to me like you. And I was like, oh, I've been watching these videos. I felt like I was talking to a celebrity because you were like, had been this like big person in my,
aww,
on my screen. And so you emailed me right back and I like shared some of my issues and you led me to other videos. And I was like, I already know that your cues speak to me and your videos have like already helped me. So I was like, this this is what I need to be doing. You know, I can't go to the Pilates studio in town. They're closed for a month, but I want to be working. I want to be working on my body and being active. And so it was, and the price is very reasonable. You know, I've done other online programs. So it was definitely like an easy thing for me to just try out.
Yeah. Kind of worth a try.
Worth a try for sure.
How has it been? So now you've been a member for a month, 2 months?
Somewhere in there. Yeah.
And what has anything changed?
Everything.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like I said, the way that I walk has changed. The way that I stand has changed. The way that I pick up around my house has changed. And my back pain is gone. Like, I guess Awesome. Maybe just a couple of weeks ago, I was like, wait a second. I'm not having that pain. The cue was to back my hips up, but I had to see you in your movement and like your explanation. I've read this, but it didn't make sense, or I didn't know what that meant. Yes. And you explained that and you did it and you're like, it's going to feel like you're falling back. Yes. Get in front of a mirror and yes. see, like, you're not, this doesn't, it feels weird. It doesn't look weird. Exactly. That cue has allowed my pelvis to like tilt back. And now I must have been using my back to hold me. And now my back can relax.
Oh, that's amazing. That's huge.
It is amazing. It's huge. Yeah.
Wow. And I'm so curious, how about your glutes? Are you feeling them a little bit more now?
I can turn off my quads.
Wow. And that's a short period. That's a short amount of time. I mean, it may not feel like a short amount of time, but in 2 months or month and a half, that's
I think, I had a lot of body awareness going into it.
Yes. Yes.
So I had however many years of like learning and having an understanding of my issues. So that definitely helped, because I was already used to, kind of tuning in, but now to be able to tune in like the correct alignment, has made a total difference.
Oh, that's so exciting. I love hearing that. And I don't know if you know this, but I had inactive glutes myself. So I know what I'm familiar with that feeling of the realization that they don't work, and then not being able to figure out how to get them working, and then to feel what it's like on the other side when like having them working. So it's, I can definitely relate to that. That issue, and love. And it's one of the things I really love helping people find and figure out how to do, is to activate their glutes.
Right. And it just, everything. I just appreciate being able to email you. And I always like, this whole thing is like, just seems geared to me personally. I know that it isn't, but in a way you do address our needs. You know, it's not like, in other online programs, it's just like generic. I'm sure maybe I could have contacted somebody, but you're very like, let me know if you have any questions, send me an email. And you really make that feel like genuine.
I mean it.
And you mean it. And then like, there we go. The next class, you're like directly answering my questions in the class.
Yes.
Like, I have a Pilates instructor. She's like 3,000 miles away, but she's addressing me in my issues.
Awesome. Oh, I'm so glad. That's amazing. And anything else that you want to share? You've shared so much. I appreciate it. No, and it's amazing.
Well, I'm telling other people.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that I'll get you any followers, but I'm like Pilates, and this might not be appropriate. I'm just like middle-aged woman over here. Like, now's the time for Pilates.
Yes. Yes. It's never too late. Never too old. That's what I'm always telling people. As long as we're living in our bodies, our cells and our tissue of our body is adapting to what we're doing. So it's never too late.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you so much for taking the time to hop on here with me. It's really been so fun to meet you and to chat. So thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being so responsive and having such a wonderful program.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure. Yeah. And I'll see you inside the membership.
Okay, sounds good. Bye.
Bye.